Merhaba from Keswick Village. This is the Rorschach Turkey update from the 10th of June, 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Turkey. On Monday the 9th, Nezi Alalu, the head of the Young Entrepreneurs and Governance Association, called for a mid-year minimum wage increase in July. This request was surprising as it came from an employer representative. Typically, such calls come from unions and labor groups. Alalu highlighted the challenges low-income groups, small businesses, and self-employed face due to rising costs. He added that these people have limited access to credit because of high interest rates, and emphasize the need for measures to support these groups and maintain economic and social balance. In the past few years, the country increased salaries twice a year to help workers keep up with rising prices. However, the government had said that this year it would raise them only once. On Monday the 9th, Israeli naval forces intercepted Madeleine, an aid ship in international waters, as it sailed toward Gaza. The vessel, part of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, carried international activists, including Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg and several Turkish citizens. Israel redirected the ship to one of its ports, saying it had enforced a naval blockade. On the same day, the Turkish foreign minister condemned the interception. Officials called it a clear violation of international law and said it proved Israel acted like a terror state by blocking aid and using hunger as a weapon. They warned the attack would not silence global calls for justice in Gaza. A new slogan on the billboards of the ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, sparked backlash within the party. The poster showed President Erdogan with the phrase, quote, "Our name is Brotherhood, our surname is Turkey," end quote. Ahmet Ozer, the jailed mayor of Esenyurt from the Republican People's Party, or CHP, had already used that slogan during the local elections last year. The Peace Party also used a similar line in 1996. After these links came out, party members turned their anger toward Faruk Akar, the official handling publicity, and some demanded his resignation. On that note about the CHP on Monday the 9th, a leaked phone call recording between Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the former CHP leader, and Ekrem İmamoğlu, the imprisoned Istanbul mayor, and the party's presidential candidate, sparked controversy. The recording suggests İmamoğlu advised Kılıçdaroğlu on how to withdraw from the 2024 leadership race appropriately while facing pressure to step down during the party's 38th Ordinary Congress. An investigation is underway into alleged irregularities at the Congress. Some accuse İmamoğlu of pressuring Kılıçdaroğlu, while allies argue the audio is a one-sided, possibly illegal recording aimed at damaging İmamoğlu. Nevertheless, the leak raised doubts about İmamoğlu's transparency and pointed out internal power struggles and backroom deals, possibly weakening his position ahead of upcoming elections. Speaking of İmamoğlu, on Tuesday the 10th, journalist Timar Saykhan reported that the Culture and Tourism Ministry allegedly blocked several artists from performing at summer concerts in the ancient theater of Ephesus in the western city of Izmir. Prominent artists like Yalın Sertab Erener and Hadis had received written approval in May for their concerts in July. However, organizers say officials later called and told them to remove their names, even though tickets had sold out in hours. The ban was called into question as Soykan linked to these artists' past support for İmamoğlu and their criticism of his conviction and the detention of students who protested it, raising concerns about whether political views now influence who gets to perform. In some tragic news, on Monday the 9th, Ferdi Zarek, the mayor of the northern city of Manisa, died in the hospital after suffering a strong electric shock while checking his home's pool equipment 3 days earlier. His daughter had suggested someone may have tampered with the electrical system or voltage settings and pointed out that the pool lacked a safety device that stops electrical leaks. On Sunday the 8th, the Chamber of Electrical Engineers said the team found rust in wiring and serious problems with the pool's electrical setup. And that's why the safety devices didn't work. The chamber will release a full report on the accident soon. Last week, the Muslim world celebrated the Feast of Sacrifice. Ahead of the feast, the government set up extra radar checkpoints across the country to prevent accidents and improve road safety. But during the holiday, these increased radar checks and speeding fines sparked major frustration among drivers. With some checkpoints hidden behind trees or blind spots, which is illegal, many on social media said they felt caught in a, quote, fine trap, end quote, arguing that the checkpoints seemed more focused on collecting money than improving road safety, with some drivers receiving multiple tickets that quickly added up to thousands of liras. Satirical news site Zeitung even joked that radar fines now bring in more money than the finance minister. On Friday the 7th, the ruling AKP's top officials discussed these complaints in a key meeting. They said the fines should be reviewed carefully, with some members suggesting a full re-examination of the penalty amounts. On Monday the 9th, Istanbul surprised early commuters with nearly empty roads. Just as the sacrifice feast holiday ended, normally packed with traffic at the beginning of the work week, the city stayed calm instead. Data from the Istanbul Metropolitan Municipality showed traffic congestion dropped to just 2% on Monday, compared to the average 70%, even in typically busy areas. Since many residents remained outside the city, as some public offices and private companies extended the holiday break through Monday, the quiet streets offered a rare and welcome change for those still in town. More on transportation on Monday the 9th. An Anadolu agency report highlighted the western city of Izmir's bicycle traffic police, known as the White Shallows, who have kept bike paths safe and orderly for 11 years. The team started in 2014 along the Bostanlı-Kaşiyaka coast and now patrols nearly 40 kilometers, around 25 miles. The deputy police chief said that over the past 10 years, bike use has been rising, complaints about cars and bike lanes have decreased, while children are learning road safety early. Izmir is one of the few Turkish cities investing in real bike infrastructure, aligning with the EU-backed goal to be carbon neutral by 2030. Encouraging cycling over driving helps cut emissions and build a cleaner, healthier city. Meanwhile, on the same day, mounted gendarmerie teams began patrolling the Ayvalık district, the tourist highlight of the northwestern city of Balıkesir, for the summer season. The mounted unit rides through busy beaches and forest trails with three horses. Their mission runs through September and aims to keep public spaces safe and orderly for holiday goers. Turkey's two major exams are coming up, the high school entrance exam on Sunday the 15th, and the higher education exam on Sunday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd. Experts told students that now's the time to go over practice questions they got wrong rather than try to learn new topics. They also suggest keeping routines steady, getting enough sleep, eating light meals, and doing timed practice. They advise families to offer calm encouragement, not pressure, adding that the key is steady effort and emotional balance, not last-minute stress. Still on education, on Tuesday the 10th, the Ministry of National Education launched a new pilot project to reduce absenteeism in primary schools across 17 provinces. In partnership with the United Nations Children's Fund, the three-year plan will track students at risk of dropping out and create local strategies to keep them in school. The ministry will monitor absence data through the eOkul system, a state-run platform to monitor school data, and each region's specific needs will guide the response. A new online tracking tool, along with training for teachers and families, will help schools respond more effectively. Finally, health experts are reporting a seasonal rise in tick bites across Istanbul, especially in parks, forests, and picnic areas. They advise checking for ticks after spending time outdoors and keeping clear of grassy areas. Stray animals, which often roam these green spaces and aren't regularly treated, can help ticks spread more easily. Tick bites can carry diseases such as Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, so early detection and simple precautions are important throughout the summer. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. We're looking for someone to write the ocean update about the 70% of the world covered in salt water. Send us an email, info@rorschach.com, with, quote, ocean writer position, end quote, in the subject line if you'd like to join the Rorschach team. Check out the job description in the link in the show notes. Moshe Kalin.